Welcome back, everyone. So let's remove the bookmark and continue our story. So, liberators, as the battle dies down, Ren has unleashed all of the chaotic energy that was built within her mind, and you all had fall prone, crawling yourselves back up, looking over with worry. You see Ren unconscious on the ground, but alas, all of the dark energy that was within her has been dissipated, released. All the carnage around you has ended. There doesn't seem to be any undead in sight, though there's still sounds of battle happening further down in the Grey District that you know that King Terminus and others are fighting. But you do have a moment of respite. What do you all decide to do?
Ren? Ren, you're okay? Minako will run up to her. Or get up. Okay. And then get up to her.
All right. Your hair goes back down, hitting wildly on your shoulders. As Minako, you run up towards Ren, going over her, turning over to her side. You see that she's breathing, and she's and her eyes begin to blink.
Minako, is that you?
You're back.
Oh, it's like a daze. Thank you so much. And she goes and gives you a big hug.
Reciprocated.
Afterwards, for a few moments, she lets go and stands herself up.
Liberators, it's so good to see you. I'm so happy you're safe. I'm so sorry. So very sorry.
And she kind of comes over and she has tears going down her eyes still as she goes over and goes to give each of you a hug as she apologizes.
You didn't know. You weren't in control of yourself. It was Duramo. He was the one doing this to you. Don't worry about it. And I'll call forth Caliburn back to its full spear form. The pieces will reconnect.
Shoo. They all fly back together, going back into their unicorn horn staff spear formation. While Ren looks on over, says,
"Right, Duramo. Oh, I remember. His plan, everything. He has to be stopped, Liberators. His plan for the entire multiverse. It's insane. He's a god in mortal flesh, trying to regain his immortality, to become the Dark Lord, and destroy everything that we know of, bring about the abyss here, so nothing but chaos reigns in this plane. And he needs the shards to do so, to form a weapon that can tear apart reality, to bend it into his favor. He must be stopped at all costs, or else we'll lose everything."
We figured as much. We have to save the city first. Right now, the shard is being kept safe in the Corporis Arcanum, and I'll...
No, it's not safe! He needed the blood of a mage who was from the root of the Corporis. A Dularian. And then she looks over. Or a Sunfell. If he did not get Horatio to join him, then he'll simply move himself over to what is his name?
Judean Sunfell?
That's it, Judean Sunfell. His family apparently has something to do with the creation of the Corporis, and the seal that guards it can be broken by Horatio or anyone from the founding family. And if he can't take you, Horatio, then his missile, we have to find Judean and save him.
Can you send him a message?
He'll be at the Corporis, right?
I'm not sure if he's at the Corporis, and at the moment I can't send him a message. Tapped out.
The best thing to do is to go to the shard and protect it.
I have a way to get us there.
What about the rest of this city? As I look around to see if there's anything or any undead.
Doesn't look like there's any undead. The army has been making their way, and you definitely do your battle, though you've been focused on the battle ahead of you. You've seen them in the outskirts just running towards King Terminus and the rest of the battalion that is fighting. You can hear the explosions and see the lights go shoot off into the distance and see that there is a battle happening. Though from the sheer magnitude of the Arcana magic that you feel, you must be King Terminus fighting them off. He is extremely powerful. Whether he needs help or not, you don't know.
If there is no shard, there will be no city. If we lose it, we lose everything.
Let's get to the shard then.
Are we ready?
Ren, are you okay? Can you walk?
I'm fine. I feel everything is so messed up inside. I don't know how useful I'll be in a battle, but I wish to help you in any way I can. The rumble defiled me. No one would get away with that, not even a god.
She nods her head, ready.
I'll reach into my pack and I'll pull out a small red potion and I'll offer it to Cal. Here, you look a little beat up. And it's just a regular potion of healing.
Okay. So you go ahead to cast the Arcane Gate and channel your power. The tattoos on your back begin to form and twist and turn like a combination lock, hitting the right combination to get to open up the Arcane Gate. Finally, after twisting and turning, you feel it. Your skin begins to crawl as it begins to happen. It's not painful, but it's just runs a chill down your spine. But sure enough, appear at the end of it, appearing into the air itself, the space-time begins to bend, and a light shines, splitting the air into half, and then pulling apart like an elevator door. As it does so, a white light shines like it did before, that when you went through it with Judean originally, and appears, you see the gateway. On the other side, a glimpse view of what looks to be the outskirts of the entrance to the Corporis Arcana.
And I guess we only got 6 seconds, so go, 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 go.
Run in.
In we go.
I dive through.
Arthorn!
And Ren follows his foot. So as you all jump into, you feel your bodies bend and turn, the familiar feeling of being jolted across across space into the Corporis Arcana, as finally, on the other side, another door, similar doorway opens up, releasing you into as you all step through, landing onto the floating castle that is the Corporis, with the gateway flung wide open. You see off into the distance that the doorway that was there has been not opened, but is completely destroyed, leaving a gaping hole into the Corporis. As you see several Corporis members who happen to be staying there running out, screaming in bloody murder as they're all flooding out of the Corporis Arcana.
As that happens, as Horatio sees that, he goes into Archon of Peace, and he yells out, "We need to defend the Corporis! Turn around and fight!"
Roll a persuasion check.
Persuasion is not my strongest thing. 14?
14. Okay. They start running, they see you there, and your Archon of Power, and just naturally, a few of them, some of them are running around to the backside of the Corporis, either jumping on these wyvern-like dragon-like animals that you saw when you first arrived there, and just fleeing. Some of them run towards you, Horatio, after hearing and seeing you as a beacon, and say, one human gentleman wearing the normal Corporis purple robes look and says,
you have to stop him. We're powerless. Sheer powerless. Just with the word, he controlled our very thoughts. Who is he?
He's an evil being. His name is Daramo. We're here to stop him.
I don't know if you can. There's something about him. Something dark and familiar. Just when he spoke, we had no control. Nothing. I don't understand. Who is he?
I'm going to walk over to Horatio and Duran and grab both of them, and I'm going to say, through my grace, they will not hurt you. And I will activate Warding Bond on both of them and twin cast it.
Who are you putting this on?
Horatio and Duran.
And also DM, I went into Archon of Peace for the extra AC.
Mm-hmm.
Minako will snap her fingers and summon up her rat-like, tuxedo rat-like familiar and tell him, there's no time for secrets. Take this, and if you see any one of us fall, give them this potion. And I will give it to Yudrin and instruct him to not worry about his appearance.
Okay, what potion are you giving?
The potion of healing that she has on her.
Okay. So you all, as you're running in there, I take a glimpse as you're starting to go and see Minako summon this, for the first time, this imp-like entity that appears, giving him commands. Yudrin apparently goes, as you wish, and grabs the potion from you. Turning back invisible from everyone else's, but you all witnessed that.
Wait, what was that?
Worry not, Duran, an ally of mine. Now we must get moving. And she'll start running towards...
Minako, what the hell was that?
Why, my familiar.
Horatio's already gone, by the way.
Now, we don't have time to talk about this.
Damn it. Duran just turns and runs after Horatio, because there is no time.
Cal follows.
All right, so you all run in there, Ren following in tow, going through the familiar innards of the Corporis building. You go through the rubble. You see that it looks like it's been completely blasted apart by some large type of attack. And Horatio, you know that Corporis is shielded. It's magically, it should not take this type of damage, but whatever Duramo or whomever did this was able to bypass it and do major damage. Stepping inside, it's at this point oddly quiet. Everyone has finished piling out. You saw the last bit of it since you ended your battle so quickly and came here. The last bit of people flee, but inside when you're in there, it's just quiet. You can hear a pin drop as you step in there, and you all run in there and just stop as you're inside of its hollow halls, looking left and right, trying to figure out where to go. As always, here's the pathway that you know to Judane's office or the library, but you haven't really explored this place. But where do you like to go?
I mean, first he would try to... Actually, can he try to sense? Because didn't we pass by a room that had some form of chaos thing happening?
You did, some time ago, yes.
Can he try to sense that chaos?
Roll me a perception check, and you do that advantage.
Perception advantage. I would like to use the staff to reroll.
All right. Certainly, go right ahead.
21 with a natural 20.
Okay. So you go ahead and try to sense out, still in your Arcana power. This mode allows you sense to just tap into just magical energies. So like almost like your mind seeps back into the ley lines. You see that it doesn't just stick onto the ground. Ley lines are all around you, and it swirls into the air itself, into the planet itself, or the plane that you're in. You try to seep out, and first your Arcana mode sifts in and out, and you're able to control it. Reaching back, grabbing the staff Elsalar, the holy staff of the Pontifex, you will it to your command, able to thrust out your mental ability once again, this time squarely locking on to what doesn't belong, the power of chaos. You know exactly where it is down one of the forbidden hallways that you went, that you passed by, and know how to get
there. I'll yell, this way, and start charge heading behind that him. Direction.
Okay. As you all charge behind him and continue to go, you walk towards that corridor and get closer and closer to that room, using Horatio as a sort of beacon. Horatio, your mind's intact. You know exactly where to go, and you're running there. I need you to roll me another perception check at advantage.
Another 21.
Another nat 20. Okay. So you're running towards, you know, at the end of this hallway is that large painting of the god Erebus. And staying there, you're running up towards halfway where the room is, and you look at it, and there's nothing there. Just angry by looking at this picture of Erebus. You blink again, looking at there, and you swear for a moment the shadow of a figure stands right in front of Erebus. It looks almost like a splitting image of it, but a darker, more drowish formation. And then as you look up again, it disappears, and you just hear a light chuckle in the distance. But finally, running up, you do manage to make it towards that door. The door, as you try to bust it open, is locked, and it does not open up when you try to turn. Though the magic of the energy of chaos, you can feel it just vibrating from this room.
Let me try.
And I try to unlock the door.
Wait. And Horatio looks at that painting again. Could have sworn I saw him there. And he's going to walk up to the painting again and try to touch it.
You stop Cal for opening the door before he's, as his hands begin to glow, tapping into an energy once unknown. As stopping him, you look on over towards the painting and begin to walk on over there, rushing away over it. Putting your finger slightly towards the picture of Erebus, you put your fingers to it, and it goes right through.
Wait, I've never used this, but... And she'll whisper to her ring an activation word and activate the ring of X-ray vision that she's been holding on to the whole time.
Okay, so you go ahead and activate the ring of X-ray vision. Your eyes begin to glow, and as they do, they sharpen. And then you look at the painting, and first you just see the picture of Erebus, but then you see through it. And through it, the wall, you definitely can see what looks to be five figures standing there. One you definitely recognize looking back, and they're all looking at the door at this point. You see, well, the exception of one, you see Judean Sunfell standing there looking to be touching something, going to grab something, while turned around looking at the rest of you. You see
the familiar visages of Duran's warband with Doramo smiling.
Doramo!
Minako puts her hand over her mouth and says, "No, no, they're all there. We... It's Judean. They already have it. It's now or never."
Are they grabbing?
He's going for it.
Or are they like...
"Go. We're right behind you."
Horatio steps in. While stepping in, he switches to Archon of Power.
Okay. Channeling the different energy, you light up with the energy of the Archon of Power. More aggressive, you step on through. As you do, you enter into a strange room. The room is different than make of the rest of the Corporis. Older in nature, inscribed with runes and other type of strange markings all between the wall, all between everything, between the wall, between the floors. It's covered in this strange archaic rune, runic language. There you see, you hear a vroom, 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 as a purple light is shining behind what you see is Judean Sunfell, as he just is reaching. Well, at this point, his hand's already inside this purple light, and you hear a singeing sound, a tsss coming from it as he begins pulling back his hand. Doramo looks on over to you, locking eyes, as you see Daylin, Marima, and you see them standing there, kind of as a guard almost of Doramo, but Doramo's in the front of this triangular formation, standing there, clasping his hand together and smiling.
"Stop! We're here to fight him. Don't give in."
After you go ahead and reach out, yell to Judean, he, as he's pulling it back, he goes, "Horatio Dullerian Gain. I have no choice. The progenitor commands it so, so I must do what it commanded of me." As his hand begins to singe more, he starts to pull out. You start to see a metallic shard being pulled from this light. And Doramo just standing there smiling.
"Judean, stop!" And she will, Minako will point her wand at him. And she will activate one of the power words to power words stun Judean Sunfell while his hands are still inside it.
Okay. You go ahead and shout it. Shouting the name, and he's been taking damage. You can see, like, he's in pain, but he has no control over his body. And he begins playing out. You stun him as the blast comes out of your wand, shooting onto Judean. He freezes in place, his hand still in the light, and you just see constantly hear the burning sound coming from him as his hand is just like, And Doramo steps up and looks slightly perturbed and says,
"Well, well, well. Looks like you defeated your ally much faster than I thought you. And here I thought I would be able to get the shard and leave without being disturbed. Alas, you meddlesome interlopers continue to be a thorn in my side."
"Judean, pull out the shard now. I invoke my power as Lord and God of all the Corporis, Founding Father Erebus, for you to retrieve and bring me the shard." And you see him just start to sweat in Judean as the power word stun, it affects him. He can't move, yet he's compelled by this voice of Doramo, this command, and you see the mind of Judean just split and tear.
If we're just standing there, Horatio's just gonna witch bolt Doramo at level 2.
Okay. So you all ran in there, correct? So you're all seeing this?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So yes, yeah, so you're all seeing this. And so there's about a 30-foot difference between the two of you. And it's a 10-foot wide corridor that opens up into a larger square where this strange purple light is and the rest of the enemies who are afoot. The rest of the warbands begin to stand up and cross in front of Doramo as they begin to defend themselves, all whipping their weapons out. And Doramo puts his hand up for them to stop.
"Now, now, now. We all know that this place is a ticking time bomb. No need for any magic or energies that can fluctuate this protective barrier to set it off, destroying all of the Corporis. You don't want that, do you, Horatio? Son of Gaia?"
He's kind of holding his witch bolt there, like, hesitating.
"It seems that we're all here at a standstill. I dare not try to attack you, as I am using my magic to maintain this place. You dare not try to attack me or my allies, or you'll set off doing who knows what to the entirety of the Corpus Arcana. Now, I think you all should sit there and let me continue as Judean. Pull out the shard. And Judean will make a constitution saving throw to see if he can end the power word stun.
No. No. Don't make me do it.
At this point, you start to see that the getting closer to you is the warband. And now you start to see Judean pulling slightly out the shard from the light. And Duramo smiling. But he's also making sure he's staring at you to keep you. Like, it's almost like a standoff. His hand is twitching, waiting for you to make a move. So are you, as slowly the only thing in motion right now is just Judean fighting, trying to fight his hardest against the compulsion of Duramo and against the compulsion of the Power Word Stun. Is there anything anybody wishes to do?
So earlier, before we came here, Ran had prepared a series of daggers under his wrist for the occasion. He's going to throw one of those daggers at Duramo right now. And if no one's acted yet, it should become as a sneak attack.
All right. So you go ahead and take out the dagger, throwing directly at Duramo. Duramo sees the dagger coming, and he's actually going to use his reaction to use telekinesis. And when he does, the dagger comes up towards him and stops squarely on his head. As it flips around, turns around, it looks like it's pointing at you, but instead he grabs it, placing it into his pocket. Well, well, some of us, or one of us, is trigger happy.
You are a coward, Duramo. You attack when people's defenses are lowest. You attack people's minds and use their friends against them. You are no god. You are nothing. Nothing but a coward who hides behind shields made from memories of loved ones.
Shield? No god. You insult me, elf. I am one with chaos. I rule over all that is dark. I am the god Erebus, progenitor of night, and creator of the Corpus Arcana. Everyone who joins their ranks is bound to me. It must do as I say, and you know nothing of my true power. I will return to my right as a god. I will destroy the plains and cover them in chaos. The abyss will reign, and all that you hold dear will be destroyed. Like your friend. And as he does so, he pulls out of his pocket, and you ready yourself for an attack, what looks to be a broken blade. Throwing it down onto the ground, you can see that on the broken blade are droppings of what seems to be dried blood. And immediately, Horatio, Duran, and King, you recognize this as you see him throw down onto the ground the mystical Kensei braid broken in half of a one too familiar friend of Silmith. His Kensei blade just broken in half, thrown to the ground in front of you.
Horatio reached out. He says to Judean, Judean, don't fall for his cheap tricks. If he was one of the founding fathers of the Corpus, he wouldn't need you to get the shard. He could get it himself. Wake up!
Oh. You look over and you see he's still slowly pulling it out. The stun still taking effect, but the compulsion of Duramo too strong as he's just slowly moving. Duramo immediately turns his attention to you. My, Horatio King, you know so little. And yet, what you harbor is so powerful. The both of you, Mileyki, it's been a while. You tried to stop me once before with Nyx and... Well, you came close, turning me into a shell of what I formerly was. But I've learned new ways, new tricks to ascend back to my god, and I will finish what I started all those thousands of years ago. Not even your mother, he says, shifting his attention to Horatio, can put a stop. Although I hear that Hallister has her now, somewhere down in the world of darkness. I hope he doesn't succeed in his plan before mine. Well, as I promised that, the gods will return to their might when the Trias rule, and I need you or your mother by my side to achieve that. And then I'll take over Hallister, and once again, we will reign supreme. Join me, Horatio. You know there are questions no one else can answer. Who your mother is, how you are divine, what powers you truly can seek. I see you've unlocked an Archon. Just like your mother before you, you tap into the power of your divinity. And he reaches out his hand.
No, Horatio. He's a usurper of power. I will stop you. I am the next reincarnation of Myleki, and my will is hers. By her might, no, by mine, you will not achieve this goal. This world is protected by me. Horatio, don't listen to him. And I hold up my ring that has the power and the connection between us to remind you that we're bound.
We need the liberators to step out and get as far away as possible. Let's find out if this place is really going to blow up.
Go!
Horatio, no, don't. Wait.
Alright, so what are you doing, Horatio?
I still have my witch bolt ready. Like, I haven't released it or stopped concentrating on it yet. But I need everyone to leave.
I got your back.
I release a witch bolt at Dorama.
I'm going to convert my spell slots, my sorcery points, into a 5th level spell slot. Over this time, I've been converting my level 1s into sorcery points. And I have just enough for 1 5th level slot.
Okay. So, you see that the pull... you've held him there longer enough, and he doesn't grab it. But then now he's starting to go, I'm sorry, Horatio-kin. Run. And he starts to pull it out. You go ahead and release the wish bolt. Seeing that you're doing it, Dorama steps up and says, no, Horatio! And this is the first time you've heard his voice have concern into it. And when you release it, striking down, I need you to roll me a
D100.
92? Wow. 92.
Okay. So as you release the witch bolt, telling your friends to run, but they're standing behind you nonetheless, ready to take whatever fate you're about to create. The witch bolt strikes down, hitting these arcane symbols. It starts to go wild and crazy. The lightning shocks one rune to the back everywhere, causing a strange chain effect that begins to light up. The purple light gets struck, and it begins to brighten and brighten. And Dorama looks on over to you and says, you've sealed your fate. And you're not unable to see what happens to him, but there is a slight, like, shadowy glow towards him. But as the entire place begins to become bright and is engulfed in this purple light, all of a sudden, you hear a... and the entirety of this place strikes out in a mass explosion. The entire room explodes up, blasting apart the actuality of the actual castle of the Corporis Arcana. Erupts in what seems to be a blast of arcane energy as it blasts back, engulfing everyone who is inside of it into this huge magical explosion.
As it's starting to look like it's literally a bomb that's going to explode, I would like to pray to Myleki and fall to my knees and just smack the ground and try and open a fairy circle, like a dimension door, using that 5th level spell slot, and try and just, like, cover the ground and create another portal for us to, like, bamf out of, like, as an emergency pull.
Okay. So you're trying to dimension door, using dimension door?
Trying to grab the, you know, because we're all standing next to each other, so I'm trying to grab all of us if I can. Like, in that moment of need one time, I'm trying to upcast it, because normally it's 4th level, so I'm casting it at 5th level, trying to do as much as I can, or at least grab another part, at least, you know.
Monaco will, as the bolt leaves, and leaves Horatio's fingers, she'll get in front of him and hold him, and use her reaction to activate the Tomb of Levistus, hoping to catch him inside the ice as well, gaining a bunch of temporary hit points.
Okay. All right. Anyone else doing anything as this explosion comes off? You have, like, a moment of do whatever you can to survive.
Can I soul burst with overbursting 3 times and use my my key ability to move into bullet time and take my hands and activate the ability to mend things and focus this explosion solely on Dorama and minimize the blast that could potentially blow this entire place up?
I would say that in case you want to change your mind, the sheer magnitude of this, as you start to feel out and do that, you could tell that you know energy you can do can at least contain this magic.
Can I divert it?
You can still attempt to do that in mind and see what happens.
Can I grab Judane and the shard and then, like, deflect it up? I just am picturing it because I'm going in, like, three overbursts, like, mm-hmm. to use, like, what would normally be, like, my move 30 feet,
yeah.
like, really, really fast, so I'm, like...
Oh, you're quick, so yeah. you can...
So I'm, like, trying to make it, like, super, super... Like, I'm like, trying to, like, expect... Like, I'm trying to just, like, go as fast as possible to, like, try to then use my mortal key ability to mend and fix and bend and open and close doors, whatever kind of door. Like, this is the door of the possibility to offset some of this explosion and get Judean with the shard out of the way.
Well, if he's running away, then I'll just grab Duran and do Dimension Door for the two of us. So then that way, if we feel like it's going to explode, you know, we'll be out.
I know. Okay.
Before that happens, Duran is going to, that one little moment he has, he's going to grab and throw out the water skin he has that's full of Heaven's Dew from his pack. And then right in front of him, he's going to strike it with Firethorn, try to see if he can make a protective mist from the Heaven's Dew.
So as you go ahead in those moments before, you see Duramo looks over to you, shouting out, "You fools!" as he seems to dissipate and disappear, but the light becomes too bright. You all, in your last motions, to activate your vagaries and powers at the last moment, grabbing onto whoever you can, protecting who you can in that burst of an instant. An explosion erupts, destroying what seems to be the entirety, or mostly the entirety, of the Corporis Arcana. As seen from the outside, it bursts into this magical purple energy, destroying it completely, leaving nothing but smoke as it billows away. Anything caught inside has been disintegrated, turned to dust and ash as the floating island that it's on begins to wobble and quake and start to quickly descend down onto the town below. It falls and falls and falls down. Whatever magic that was keeping it up has been disrupted or displaced. And as it falls down, after the few seconds it takes, it finally crashes onto the light district below it, causing a massive wave of destruction that just simply destroys that entire part of the city. It was so high up, it goes on into the districts beyond that, crashing into the energy into the actual castle of Terminus, King Terminus's castle. There is a wave of energy that hits as it is protected by a shield that protects it from taking any damage, but it begins to fluctuate and move back and forth. As it does, it hits each of the barrier. The energy from the crash hits the barrier that splits all the districts between and begins to become weaker and weaker. Meaning, most of the damage is happening around the epicenter where it crashed, but luckily King Terminus's shield that he has up separating the district seems to dissipate it, not causing him much damage. After moments pass, in the sky is just nothing. It's just a wreckage that fall down on the castle from the Corporis Arcana, and the sight of all of you is gone. No one can see you. You're no longer there. None of you are conscious within the Corporis Arcana. After about a few moments, or maybe longer, no one is sure. One of you comes into consciousness. You're just like, ugh, as you begin to blink, and the ice begins to melt away. As standing next to each other are Horatio and Monaco, miles and nowhere to be seen. Somewhere floating in a lake or a river, you're not sure, as you are thrust upon the shores of this body of water. You guys begin to blink your eyes and look back and forth and look around for your allies, but see no one but each other, and look around and you're just in some type of weird foresty area where the tree line meets the water, and you can't see where your allies are. King and Duran, you were able to just quickly dip into using the energies of the Dew of Symphony, the Heaven's Dew. it kind of bended and coalesced with King's energy as it's connected to him. And you both alone are thrusted far away, uncontrolling what happened to your dimension door. You have no idea. You appear falling from the sky directly down onto a blank, dustlit sky plane. As you look down, you guys are in pain. I feel like you fell from who knows how far of a distance, and you both take 23 points of bludgeoning damage as you both fall to the ground just in pain. So I'm going to go ahead and apply that to each of you.
He'll take half, and I'll take the other half of his.
If I see the ground coming before I make contact with it, I use my reaction to half the damage. Does that not count?
Does not count. You're just way too quick. And you don't know if it's like the ground or you just fall or just the force from teleporting, but you're just on the ground in pain. And you not knowing where you are, you just wake up alone with your Stellus in the middle of a field somewhere in you don't know where. Cal, in that moment, time stopped as you moved. Your instinct was to go after it. Well, it didn't stop. Everything was happening so quickly that it's just the explosions around you were happening so slowly, quickly running your full speed, energized from your vagary and using all of your soul bursts. You roll over and grab Judean Sunfield with that instant, pulls out the shard that you see and you're holding him. And as you run across, you run through the door, but the door doesn't open and you just pass through it throughout some type of light portal. Running through this strange tunnel made out of light and energy, you appear teleported somehow with Judane in hand into what seems to be a strange night sky with stars floating around you. You're stepping on what seems to be space itself, and a doorway is locked in front of you as you're holding on to Judane, who at this point is just frozen, not moving. Is time still slowed down? Or are you still moving fast? You're not, you don't know. But Judane just stuck, standing in position with the shard in his hand as it's glowing. And you see nothing. You look down and you see what looks to be a toroid-shaped planet that's circular with a giant hole in the middle of it gone, as well as just stars beyond the eyes you can see, and just a doorway that seems to be about 100 feet or so ahead of you. And then it looks like you can just walk on over it.
I'm going to keep going. I'm going to take the shard out of Judean's hand, put it into my bag of holding, and then continue with him to the door. My hands glow white as I activate the ability to unlock any door and go through with him to the other side.
Okay, this door is large and golden. It's with several different door, like kind of locks and other things that keep it trapped. You see that it's locked up and sealed with all types of magical writings and locks, and you go ahead and place your hand onto it, invoking your power of the mortal key to start to unlock it. The gears begin to turn into it, and you see that there are there's like some type of display that shows up as you're doing so, and as it turns, it looks like you see numbers begin to appear on each display. And it looks like you can control the numbers. So you're essentially kind of turning a dial magically right now, and it's just kind of numbers are appearing almost like a minor illusion on front of the door in a strange archaic runic symbols that you just understand.
I'm going to dial into the numbers 7, 13, 48, and 22.
Okay, so you dial in those numbers 7, 4, and you hear clink, latch unlock. 14, and then the next number, and the next, until finally all the locks that have been holding this doorway opens up, and you hear dunk, 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 as the doorway opens up, and the light engulfs you and Judean, who's still sitting there frozen. And that is where we're going to end tonight's session.
What?
Oh my goodness. I'm so sorry, guys. I didn't see another option.
Oh my goodness. I was so dramatic. Thank goodness you did that.
Yo.
I was so worried because Durant has no magic. There's no way he can force the explosion.
Oh my god.
I couldn't just let him walk away with another shard.
Yeah, no.
No, we couldn't. That was the right call. Maybe. I don't know if it was the right call, but it was. I mean, we stopped.
I mean, I was ready to sacrifice Horatio to make sure y'all lived, but y'all didn't want to lose Horatio, so I was like, fuck it. He can't leave with that shard.
Oh, I kind of really wanted her to power word kill him.
She was going to.
I was expecting that.
She was going to. She's like, I don't want to do it.
Oh my god, that was really good though. Like, King didn't want you to do it, but Travis wanted you to do it.
But Horatio saved her soul.
Oh my goodness, but she saved Horatio's life. Oh my goodness, that was so touching. I kind of cried a little bit.
I was so good. You guys. I was like, oh my god, I'm going to TPK everybody. I didn't want to.
Thank you so much, everybody, for joining. Thanks so much for everyone for listening. As always, you can catch everything A Tale of D20s at ataleofd20s.com or follow us on Twitter at A Tale of D20s or at Descent Void or at the Nat1Cast. You can get all of that on our website. Thank you so much to my amazing cast for joining us. Thank you so much for listening, everyone, from the first chapter to the last page. We love you. Take care of yourselves, and we'll see you next time. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye. 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 Thanks for listening.